All right, time for a few good minutes now with Jaguars receiver Ace Sanders just back in the lineup. How did it feel to get back on the field the other day?
Oh, man, it felt great. Just felt like I was back at home. Guys welcomed me back that entire week. You know, they told me not to try to do too much, just do what I knew what I could do, and just go with it from there.
You know, we'll start with our very first topic, and that's adversity. And I thought when you stood in front of the podium last week to deal with the press, I thought you handled yourself well. Tell me how you dealt with adversity, how you overcame it, and now your approach going forward.
It's really a lot of stuff that Coach Gus had been saying. You know, it's just the way that it's two different ways that you can look at it. You can look at it as a negative or a positive. So I just try to take whatever positive that I could take out of it and try to use it and work with that instead of just looking at, my name's in the press for all the wrong things and this and that. Instead, I just kind of embraced it like, okay, it was a mistake. You know, let's not let it happen again and let's just work for a better tomorrow.
Are you good now?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about the decision to come and be proactive before everyone knew.
I had already been, you know, thinking about it beforehand. Like, I would rather them just hear it from me rather than hear it any other way. You know, I would think that's how, you know, somewhat of a man would kind of would rather address the issue at hand. So actually got with our PR people, and they actually thought it was a good idea, too. They actually had been thinking the same exact thing as well. So we were on the same page, and it kind of just ended up working out for the best.
Up next is team. As you watched your team during those four games, did you sit there and go, man, I could help this? How hard was it for you to sit and watch?
Oh, man, that's real tough, you know, especially when you're a competitor like I am. It's tough to kind of just sit at home and watch a team, you know, up at one point in time and down and up and down. And just like, man, I just want to get out there and just give them that spark to kind of keep it going, just try to keep it going. It was tough, but like I said, I saw some good things, saw some things that needed improvement. And, you know, we've been working towards that stuff ever since I got back, even beforehand, being able to sit in the meeting rooms with them. And, you know, it's just a group of guys that work really hard.
Up next is role. They drafted a couple of receivers here. Cecil is here also. Where do you see your role going forward with this offense? Last year, you did everything. You threw a touchdown pass. You ran one. What's your role going forward? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm really just here, you know, whenever they need me, wherever you need to put me at, I just be that kind of utility guy.
But that's the way it was last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Gus challenged Jed Fish, the offensive coordinator, to make you his Darren Sproles, his utility infielder, the guy that could do anything. Are you still up for that role?
Yeah, I believe I am. It kind of moved me around a little bit last game as well, even though it being my first week back, they try to do that a little bit. I don't know what to expect in the future. Like I said, I'm just here, meeting rooms, whatever they tell me I got for the week, that's up. And I'm practicing that hard.
I'm going to let, I guess that they're going to let Five throw the touchdown passes from now on, don't you? Maybe you catch him, maybe you run with him.
Exactly.
Five's probably going to throw him.
He probably will.
All right, up next is losing. And, it, you know, look, the team's 4-17 since you were drafted here. And it's tough. How, though, do you keep the losing in the present in perspective, knowing what they're trying to do here? Without letting it get you down.
Right. That's tough because, you know, nobody likes losing. You know, it's no fun at all. But like I said, it's just two ways that you can look at it. You can bring the positives out. What did you do in that game that we can build off of? But at the same time, we just had a meeting today. We just cannot lose perspective of not winning. So to kind of equal it out, like I said, you just pull out what you did good and try to build on it from there. But at the same time, remember that we want to excel as well. So we need to, whatever we need to do, if it's, you know, one extra play on offense or, you know, one extra cutback, one extra block, you know, one extra caught pass, we just got to do it. We have to do it because we're an inch away from winning the game. So.
All right, our final topic is youth. Who would have thought that you would be a veteran? I mean, you're a veteran on this team all of a sudden, right? I mean, you've got all the young receivers. You've got the young offensive lineman, the young running back with Storm now playing, and the young quarterback. So what's it like to be a veteran in just your second season? I'll just show you how young this team is.
Yeah. I never really thought about that. I really looked at it.
That's what we do in a few good minutes. We make you think. Generally, we make them think, but now we make you think. It is a young team.
It is a very young team, but like I said, I just try to bring whatever I can to them, teach the guys that came in as much as I can, as much as I learned last year and how quickly I had to learn it, and just try to, you know, give them a heads up of what to look out for and kind of just let them go on their own and let them learn how to play on their own. Because it's kind of how they did with me last year. You know, we give you the essentials, but we can't teach you how to play. We can't teach you how to play your game. So what we can do is give you what we know and just let you take it and work it into your game. And right now, just hope it all comes together. And as the season goes along, then you'll catch up on stuff and you'll start to see stuff. And now we're really moving along.
Were you rusty last week as we wrap this up? I mean, did you feel a little rusty? And I'm not talking about the 7 yards or the 8 yard. But just how much better are you this week? How much more do you expect to get from yourself this week in Tennessee?
Oh, man, a lot more. Actually getting back to watching the film, it's a lot of stuff that I saw even in the return game. I left a couple of creases out.
So like a 60-yard touchdown this week? Look at the camera and say it.
I can't predict it, but I hope so.
Hey, Sanders, great to have you in a few good minutes. Sir. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week, folks.